It is time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 5 inbounders, we have 4 outbounders, and we have 9 vessels in our Astoria anchorages. And today I thought we could talk a little bit about those ships. I've been talking about lots of other things related to maritime topics lately, but we haven't really taken an in-depth look at the ship schedule recently. So let's do that today. First, let's take a look at our marine weather forecast. We've got north winds today, about 5 knots, rising to 5 to 10, and gusting to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 7 feet at 13 seconds apart. So we have north winds and we have west swells, and that means that the waves are going to be coming 90, wind waves and swells are going to be 90 degrees to one another. So that could create a little bit of confused seas out there. And you can see that if the two primary forces acting on the surface of the sea, those incoming swells from way further out to sea coming from the west and those wind waves caused by the local winds coming from the north, that could create a little bit of turbulence out there as those forces are kind of acting at different vectors and not all moving in the same direction. Let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. Let's start with our 5 inbounders. We have the Saga Fram. She's arriving from San Francisco, headed for the port of Vancouver upriver. She's going to a berth that handles break bulk cargo. So sometimes it's wood and steel. It could be wind turbine parts in this case. It's a berth that has a big mobile crane that can lift very heavy pieces of things. So I think that might be the largest mobile harbor crane in North America there at the port of Vancouver, meaning that it rolls on wheels so it can move around and pick up different kinds of cargo. So the Saga Fram, passing Astoria inbound around 7:30 this morning, arriving in Vancouver around 1:30 p.m. We have the articulated tug and barge rig, the Corpus Christi. She's arriving from Crockett, California, which is north of San Francisco in that same area. So to get to Crockett, you come in from the ocean under the Golden Gate Bridge and go north and make your way up into another bay there, and Crockett is located there. So she's an ATB rig, articulated tug and barge rig. Her barge is carrying, I think, some kind of refined petroleum on board. So it could be biodiesel, could be jet fuel, something like that, could be gasoline. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m., might see her in Portland at about 3:30 p.m. The Medi Hiroshima is arriving from Russia, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. And I think she might also have wind turbine parts on board. So if you see her going by and has big, long, elongated white objects on deck or kind of chunky, big, cylindrical objects on deck, those are wind turbine parts. So you might see the Medi Hiroshima passing Astoria inbound around 2:30 p.m. It'll take her about 6 hours to get up to the Vancouver anchorage. The Bright Venture is arriving from China. She's headed for the Kalama anchorage. She has corn, soy, or wheat as her cargo, and she'll be picking that up at Kalama. So she will pass Astoria probably around 3 p.m. and be in Kalama by about 8 o'clock this evening. Next inbound is the Ken Hu. She's arriving from Los Angeles, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's going there to pick up logs. Passing Astoria around 11:30 p.m., she might be in Longview by about 3 p.m., and her name is spelled K-E-N. Hou. In our Astoria anchorages, we have those 9 vessels, and every single one of them is picking up wheat. Maybe some might be picking up corn, but I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that everybody in the anchorage right now are all wheat ships, or at least some kind of agricultural grain product. They are the Grace. They're all awaiting orders. The Grace C, the Cornelia M, the Matisse, the Agios Sostis, the Perseus, the Star Georgia, the Star Antares, and the Navios Citrine, and the Prabhu Sakawat. So we've talked a lot about ships waiting in the anchorage because they need to go upriver to pick up wheat. And why are they waiting there? Often they're waiting for a berth to open up. And the worse the weather is, the more rainy the weather is, the longer it can take because they have to be very careful about loading grain like wheat in the rain. But in this case, there's a very specific reason why some of these ships may be waiting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them are all going to Kalama. to pick up wheat, maybe corn or soy, but certainly wheat is a very likely cargo there, the most likely. And so there's only one berth for wheat at Calama for that company where they're going to pick up. So they're going to have to wait one at a time until each ship goes up, loads its cargo safely, and then departs. So some of these vessels here, the ones that are Calama bound, could be waiting a while before they go upriver. If we look at our outbounders, we have the Captain Citaris, or Citaris, is leaving Portland. She has soda ash on board. That means that she's leaving from the port of Portland, which is where soda ash is handled on the river, Portland and Longview. And soda ash is a very important cargo in world trade. It's used to make automotive glass, among many other things. But automotive glass is a big use for soda ash. And it's such a big commodity in world trade that it's an indicator of the health of the global economy. So when a lot of soda ash is being traded, things are going well. So leaving at about 3 a.m., you might see the Captain Cedarus passing Astoria around 9 a.m. The Cape Race is leaving Calama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 5 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The Ephraim A is leaving Longview carrying wheat, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. And the African Batisse is leaving Calama with wheat on board, leaving around 6 p.m. and passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. So it's interesting to just look at the overview of our ships today. We have one petroleum carrier on the river, which is that ATB, Corpus Christi, and all of the rest of our ships are all bulk carriers. And that is, so no container ships, no car carriers today. And that is a pretty good representation of the breakdown of the kinds of ships that we see here on the river. By far, the most common ship that you see is the bulk carrier, the dry bulk carrier, like the ships that you see out in the Astoria Anchorage. Some of them have those cranes on deck that stand up, and others don't have them. They're too big to load their own cargo. So those kinds of ships are called gearless bulk carriers, where the others that have those look like posts on deck that are cranes are called geared bulk carriers. And the larger they get, the more likely it is that they won't be able to easily or efficiently unload and load and unload their own cargo. So they rely, those bigger ships that we see that don't have those cranes on deck, rely on shoreside gear at the port that they're going to load and unload their cargo. And another interesting little tidbit about the bulk carriers that do have cranes on deck, those cranes stick up, and from a distance, from a way distance at sea, they look like sticks sticking up from the deck of the ship. And it's very characteristic. You can see it from a long ways away. So in the industry, these are referred to colloquially as stick ships because they just have that very distinctive profile that tells you that it's a handy-sized bulk carrier. It's about 600 feet long. It's the workhorse of the maritime fleet. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.